This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Oh, thank you, God, that you have saved me. Thank you that when, God, I accepted you, you turned my life around. I was heading towards death and hell, and you turned me around, and here I am. I'm on the road to life. In fact, I'm running the race. When we become Christian, that's when we start that race and we're heading towards that destination. It's a long journey. We've got to be strong and ready, but our destination is eternal glory, the crown of glory that's promised to those that overcome. And I'm ready to start my race. I'm excited. I'm pumped. And I just thank you, Lord, that in this race that you are, it's going to be awesome. Just want to thank you that you love me and that you are, that it's good to be Christian and all this stuff. Lord, you, all right, I'm ready, I'm nearly ready. Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. I'm redeemed by you, Lord. Oh, crumbs. Whew. And I'm ready to run for you. Ready to run. I'm ready to run this race, Lord. Nothing holding me back. All right. Thank you, God. I am on my marks. Okay, here we go. I'm set. Yeah, right. That destination. I'm going to get there. Bang. All right. My crumbs. Come on. All right. This is so good. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I've lost the microphone. David, chuck it in my pocket, babe, quick. Where is my pocket? Oh, there's a pocket of a bag there somewhere. Oh. All right. David's having kittens. Thank you, Lord. I'm on my way to glory, and I'm running the race. This is horrible. Oh, man, I can't believe. Man, this is going to take me forever. This is... You can carry me, Konya. Oh, something's not right here. This is going to take me. Man, this is going to take me forever. Oh, man, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to get there. I don't think I can even get there. I've had enough. Oh, God, help me. I can't do this. I can't run this race. Look at me. Can I run this woman race? We always stop. What is this stuff? Where is it come? What is this? Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is fear. Yeah, this is fear. I know you. Yeah, you were a bit smaller to begin with, ain't you? You were like a little man bag. And now you turn into a backpack. It's heavy too. And you're holding me back. I'm scared. What am I scared of? Oh, man, this is heavy. I'm scared of lots of things. I'm scared of what's in my own heart. Whoa, whoo. Where's that destination? Where am I going? I'm scared of people and confrontation and scared of events that are happening in this world. I don't know what's going to happen in this world. I'm so paralyzed. I'm not even running when I'm holding fear. I'm not even going anywhere. I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to get there. God, I need a trust. I need to trust you that you hold all the world in your hands. And no matter what happens, God, that you've got me. I don't have to be scared. Let's go. All right, here we go. All right, the race continues. Oh, I'm on slider already. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, I don't have to fear. Oh, I'm here, June. It's that. What are we... Man, this... I've got other stuff. Hang on, this is holding me back. I can't run this race with this stuff. I'm going to get unbalanced if I take this one off. Maybe I have to take this one off. I can't take that off because this one's on that. All right, what's this thing? Oh, that is heavy. Oh, man, yeah, I'm shaking. Look at that. That's so weak. at the moment. I don't even know where I'm going. Oh, I'm going to glory. My prize is the crown of glory that's promised to those that overcome. What is this thing? It feels about right for unforgiveness. That's heavy. I didn't think that it'd be heavy. You know, it was their problem. It's not my problem. They hurt me. It's not my... This is my problem. Man, I can't go anywhere with this unforgiveness. I'm not going to make it. Gee, that's scary. I'm not going to make it. If I keep holding this, I'm not going to get there. Oh, God. I think about what you've forgiven me of. Man, the amount of times I've let you down. And I know you love me. You forgive me. If you can forgive me such a great debt, Lord, how can I hold anything against anyone? But they did. There's no excuse. Accept your forgiveness, God. I need to forgive others. Let's readjust here. All right. Oh, man, losing this. Lose my pants if I don't be careful. All right, we're back on the race. We're running. Oh, for you, Lord. This is all for you. This is how far have we got to go? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Whew. We're not there yet. What's that, Danny? No, I can't with this, mate. I will not make it with this. I've got too far to go. It's not going to happen. I don't want to deal with you just yet. No, not yet. I'm not dealing with that one. Because it's the smallest is what you're thinking. I want to get rid of this blue one, but I don't know. I've got to get this off. All right, we're set. Where the heck did that come from? I didn't even know that was there. What is this? Oh, yeah. Oh, bluey. What people think of me. This is what people think of me. And it's important. I got to... Oh, you got a... Yeah. No, I'm good. Good. Doing great. Hey, how the Hawks going the weekend? Whoa! Nearly got you in the fourth quarter, hey? No, I'm good. Man, how am I kidding? Man, why is it so important that people think I'm okay? Why is it so important that I've got to put on this face? I'm sick of this. No one knows who I am. No one knows what I'm going through. It's all because I'm so concerned what people might think about my failings, my weaknesses. Man, imagine if this was gone. Hang on, I'll just imagine. Oh, man. Ooh, yeah. I reckon if I got rid of this, how do I do that? All right, what do you think of me, Lord? Is that what you think of me? Really? Really? Man. Man, does it really matter what others think of me if you see me as your child? I'm going to get rid of this. All right. I can't do another lap. Let's deal with another one. All right. Hey, where's the... Oh, yeah. Oh, what's this thing? Oh, this... Man, I'm breaking up a sweat here. This is idleness. Laziness. Indolence. It's a... want to be free from anything unpainful and want a life of ease. I do. I do want a life of ease. I don't want things to go wrong. No, I want convenience. I want things to go my way. I want things to go good. I want prosperity, wealth, health. It's all going to go my way. Yeah. Here we go. Am I kidding? Who am I kidding? Man, what I have to do is look at Joseph in the Old Testament. Did things go his way? Oh, man, when he was thrown into the pit by his brothers. Did things go his way when he was pulled out of it? Yeah, he's free to be sold as a slave. Oh, at least he's in away from his brothers and then thrown into jail for something he didn't do. Man, what a life. Man, goodness and prosperity didn't follow him all the days of his life. Why should it be such a focus for me? I'm so concerned about being comfortable and living a convenient life of ease. Look at Paul. Man, he was shipwrecked. He was beaten and stoned and naked, and man, I get a feeling that life isn't all about being comfortable, but it's about doing God's will regardless. Think about all those men and women gone before, those missionaries, and man, not one of them lived a comfortable life. I think this is a trap. I think this is holding me back. All right, let's lay it aside. We're getting there. Yeah. Really heavy, but I think I'm okay, because I've been working out at the gym, and I think I'm strong, and I'm losing strength. What is this thing? This is huge. This is massive. Whoa, this is setting my eyes on earthly things and not looking to where my citizenship lies. You know, I think this world is my home. I do. I reckon I'm here to stay. No. The Bible says that I'm not a citizen of this place. I'm passing through. I'm passing through. I don't have to try and keep up with the latest this and that. I think I need to get rid of this too. All right, let's do it. All right. I don't know. Yeah, my secret sin. The thing that gets me, the thing that no one knows about. I think I'll be right. I can do this. I don't think I need to let this one go. Virtually gone. Let's go. Thank you. That's it. Well, I'm stuffed after that. Thank you. We're all in a race. Every one of you is in a race. And it is a race that you need to strive to win. Apostle Paul says this, the writer of Hebrews. Oh, actually, let's go to Corinthians. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. He's not saying that you're going to get into heaven and no one else is, but run in such a way that that's the truth. Run in such a way that you have to strive for it. Look at athletes. Look at people who are training for the Olympics and the stuff they deny themselves of. Things that they see are going to be harmful, they will get rid of no matter the cost. Apparently in ancient times, they would burn away their own spleen because they felt that it was a hindrance to them in running. How crazy is that? But it was such a great cost, yet they did it because they knew it might have held them back. Yet, what are we doing on our journey towards our destination? Can we really spend time as we please, and expect to be counted as those that are entering into glory and that have run the race well? Can we expect that? Think of those who train for a race whose prize will fade away. You know, those athletes in Olympia would win a wreath of laurels on their head. I give that a week and it's crispy and gone. You know, it's just all gone. Maybe press it in a book and keep it for a while. But we are working and training and running in a race for a prize that is incorruptible. The race is not an easy one. It is a long race. It is full of obstacles. It's full of opposition from the world and from Satan. And there's the lure of sin. We're all in a race. And in Revelations, when Jesus is talking to the churches, he has a big list of things to say to them. And he says, to the one that overcomes, I will give. To the one that overcomes. This is a long race and we can't just take it easy. We need to know also that many have gone before us. Hebrews 12, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking where? Unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, there have been many, many millions that we will meet in heaven that have run this race and run it well. And they've made it to the end. Were they perfect? No. Did they have obstacles? Yes. Did they overcome them? Yes. They did not let them drag them down. They did not backslide and fall into apostasy and turn their back upon God. And they held on to the end. They have done it, and so have we. Just think about in the chapter before, Hebrews 11, talking about all these people of faith and all the things they'd gone through. You know, we're probably not going to go through a hundredth of the stuff they did. They made it, and we can too. So we all run a race. Many have gone before us. We must lay aside every weight. We must lay aside every weight. Just like, where's that? The one that grew. That's this one. This one? You know, he started off small and he got bigger. That's what would have happened with this guy. You know? He thought, I could handle this. I reckon I'll be right. It's not too big and heavy. It grows. It grows and those roots grow down and take hold. And in that race, you'll be on your face. Because it's got you. We need to lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. We need to run with patience, perseverance, and endurance. It can be hard sometimes, can't it, Shauna? When you feel like giving up. We need to remind ourselves that the reward is not here on earth. Sometimes we think that. We're working towards stuff on earth all the time. But not our eternal reward, not the thing that we're really working towards. Now, when I say working towards, I'm not saying that in working and striving and doing all this stuff that we're obtaining our salvation, because that is a free gift from God. Yet the obstacles on the way to receiving the full eternal inheritance that we have are many and great, and we need to be careful because we can be swayed off our path. It's a narrow path, and it's hard to find. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. We want to stay on that narrow path. We need to persevere. And we need to look unto Jesus. This can be hard when you're faint. It can be hard when you're weary to lift your eyes up, can't it? When you're tired and heavy, the last thing you feel like doing is looking up, but we have to. Why? Is it because he's there going, come on, come on, come on? No, because we look at him just as Peter said, and we see what he's gone through for us. And we see that he paid a price so that we could enter into an inheritance with him and a relationship with him that's beyond here and now, and it goes into eternity. We look to him and we see that great price was paid. And look what he went through. Look at the horrible hardships he went through. Separation from his father. Something we'll never have to face. We just look at that and think, thank you, Lord. So are you tempted? Well, look unto Jesus. Are you afflicted? Look unto Jesus. Do people speak evil of you? Look unto Jesus. Do you feel cold? Do you feel dull? Do you feel dead? Do you feel backsliding? Well, look unto Jesus. Never say this. I'll fix myself up and then I'll look unto Jesus. I'll get into a good frame of mind and then I'm going to take comfort in my beloved. That's a delusion of the enemy. Run to him and look to him. Just in the next few minutes, I just hope you've been challenged. This was a message that was pretty much for me. I'm like, oh, if anyone else takes something, that's fine. But I just know there's things in my life that I am carrying. And if I could see myself in the spirit, I reckon I got 10 times the amount of this stuff and it would look ridiculous. Huge thing. Oh, come on, I'm running for you. You know, what are each of us carrying? Some of it, for all of it, it's something different. But is there something that's holding you back? Is there something that, have you seen these things laid on me and you've seen the, they're actually heavy. They really are. They have lots of books in them. Did you identify with that? Do you identify with what's holding me back? What is it that's keeping me from running well? How many obstacles do I stop at and just sit down? How many times do I just take it easy and do as I please? How much time are you spending devoting on pleasing the Lord and running a good race and running well? I want to hear, I'm sure as you do, well done, good and faithful servant. Because you know what? Sometimes I wonder if he would when I think about my life and what I carry and what I choose to do. But I want that. And I want that, him to say that to me. So I'm just gonna open up the altar. And if you feel like there's something in your life or things in your life that you just want to say, God, I'm going to lay this aside because it's holding me back. I know it is. I can't delude myself anymore. And I'd like to pray for you, and then others would like to pray for you. And just know that you're not alone, and we're all running this race, and we need each other. So I'm just going to open up the altar. If you just want to come up to the front and just come before the Lord, that would be good. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombol Christian Fellowship.